Fourth quarter, we saw some great reps from Jace Baldwin. The atmosphere here at Alumni Stadium is electric. We are packed. Well, if there were rafters, we'd be hanging off them. Instead, the closest we've got is a massive student section here surrounding me, and then across the way, sitting on the hill. It is about 25 degrees and sunny here in Guelph. A very light breeze, so nothing too dramatic wind-wise. Looks like we've got about as good of football conditions as you could ask for, as we are now mere seconds away from our opening kickoff. Guelph will be receiving the ball. We will have number 18 Matt Stamm and number 37 Anakin Guthrie back to return. Anakin Guthrie, you may recall, in 2023 ran a pick six back against the Gales, had a tremendous performance.
Emerson, as do you mind passing me that box, please?
We are going to see if this Queen's Special Teams unit can contain these explosive Guelph returners, as I will rise to my feet, as is customary for these games. Get a few extra inches of vantage point. As we are just waiting for the officials to blow the game open. Here we go. Tyler Mullen lining up. DJ Ryan, Jalen Grable on the leftmost side of this kickoff coverage unit. They have been tremendous this year. Tyler Mullen kicks it left, caught at the 8-yard line by Matt Stamm. And Stamm is going to be tackled up by somebody we mentioned in the pregame show. Nice play there from Zach White, number 40 for the Gales, tallying the first special teams tackle of the ball game. And we are in action. Guelph first and 10 from about their 28-yard line. Tristan Abood, your starting quarterback. He has got Mason Duval and Isaiah Smith. That is Isaiah Smith, and looks like he's got his H-back there with him. It is a handoff to Duval. Duval is going to try and stretch this left, but he is going to get met by Ashton Miller Melanson and tackled up for about a 2-yard loss. So it'll be second and 12 from around the 25-yard line. So a great opening play there for the Gales. Looks like it's a passing situation for Guelph. Abood has got a heavy stack, four eligible receivers on the right-hand side. Isaiah Smith motioning left. It is going to be a pass from Abood. It is going to be caught by number 80 for the Griffins and tackled up immediately by Jared Seaway. So a quick two and out for this outstanding Guelph offense means that we will see Ian St. Arnaud and Russell Weir back as your punt returners for the Gales. Let's see if Queens can get their day started well. This punt return unit has been good, but not quite to the outstanding level they were last year. But that is a hard level to reach. Trey Thompson with a beautiful kick. It bounces out of bounds around the Queens 15. First-year punter and kicker Trey Thompson, a Kingston product, has put his hometown team behind the eight ball here. Great kick from number 10, Trey Thompson. In fact, with the bounce, it is going to be first and 10 from the Queens 12. Well, let's see what the Gales have got in store. Number 29, Jared Kasari, your primary tailback here, closing in on historic heights. We have got three receivers on the left-hand side for the Gales, along with Liam Silverson. It is going to be a run left. Jared Kasari cuts it up the middle, spins through contact, a gain of about eight or so on first down for Jared Kasari. And it looks like with forward progress, he will indeed pick up the first down. So the first down of the ball game goes to the Gales. Jared Kasari, now just about a yard and a half back of Larry Moore on the Queens all-time rushing list. We have got three receivers on the right-hand side. Preston Martin on single coverage on the left is going to be a play-action pass. A quick hitter complete as the Gales receiver. Looks like that is Jack Ashby Jacobs. Or Nathan Falcone, just waiting to get a number here. Jack Ashby Jacobs with a first down catch and run on that quick hitting bubble screen the Gales love to run. So Queens back-to-back first downs here, moving out of the poor starting field position. First and 10 from just shy of their own 35. The Gales have got three receivers on the left-hand side, including Nathan Falcone and Preston Martin. Hard count from Alex Braken trying to get this Guelph front to jump. So far, so good for the Griffins. It is going to be a handoff to Jarek Asari up the middle, and he is not going to find nearly as much space to work with. Second and long coming up here from about the, so they gave him about 2 yards, so from the Queens 37. Good job there by this Guelph front to contain the ever-explosive Jarek Asari. If you're just joining us, it is a 0-0 ball game here at Alumni Stadium. Gales have picked up 2 first downs, but it's second and 8 here. Three receivers on the left, 2 on the right. Jarek Asari still your backfield player. And it is going to be a handoff to Asari. Asari had some space, but he is tackled up on a halfback draw, so the Gales will punt this one away. So a good opening drive for Jarek Asari, but it does result in a punt. Asari with 1 first down, Jack Ashby Jacobs with the other. Matt Driver on to try and boom this one back. Anakin Guthrie and Kanye Nethersole, which is a tremendous name, are your returners for the Griffins. Matt Driver, better and better with each passing week. Guelph does jump off sides, and I think that is going to be a first down for the Gales. Yes, indeed. Queens will benefit from a bit of that laundry on the turf, unless they do call a false start. We will see. Looked to me like it was on Guelph. And it is, so the Gales benefit from a mental mistake there. Let's see if this Queens offense can make that gift work out for them. First and 10 Queens. This will be from about their 47-yard line. Still zeros on the scoreboard here in your first quarter, brought to you by the Grad Club. Beautiful day for some football action. Although, I won't lie, I'd love to be on the Grad Club patio right now. But other than that, this is probably the most important place I'd want to be right now. We've got a balanced formation for the Gales. 2 receivers each side. Another handoff to Jarek Asari. Jarek Asari up the middle. Good gain there for Asari, picking up about 5, maybe 6. A hard-nosed run through the heart of this Guelph defense. Number 88, Liam Silverson, doing a good job on the lead block there. It is 2nd and 5 for the Gales from just over their own 50-yard line. It'll be from about the 52. They need to get into Guelph territory for a first down. 3 receivers on the right. Braken is looking left. He is going to find Cedric Smith for a first down. Cedric Smith doing what he does best, attacking the seams and finding first down distance as Queens is in Guelph territory for the first time today. Cedric Smith settling down on a quick curl route on the left-hand side, 0-0, but Queens is moving. Another hard count trying to get the Guelph Griffins jumping. Braken has 3 receivers, including Mateo Tuioti on the right-hand side, 2, including Cedric Smith on the left, but it's another handoff to Jarek Asari. Jarek Asari cutting, weaving through traffic. A great gain on first down, setting up 2nd and very manageable for the Gales. Looks like this will be 2nd and 4 from about the Guelph 42. Jarek Asari getting fed a steady diet of inside runs here early on. Guelph playing a 3-man front, so when you've got that 3-man front, there is going to be more space in the middle of the defense. It's up to your guards, your interior linemen, to make the block and then climb to the next level. Jarek Asari, a handoff again. He's breaking this one right. Jarek Asari running hard, but he fumbles the football, and that is going the other way for the Griffins. Jarek Kasari took a hard shot to the back, and he is down. But he is getting back up under his own power, but Queens coughs that one up. So Guelph will start about where their last drive began from the 23, Kasari's third fumble of the season. As, yes, Jared Kasari has passed both Larry Moore and Mike Giffen on the all-time rushing list, I believe. First and 10 for the Guelph Griffins from about their 20-yard line. Play action pass from Abood. Incomplete, was looking for number 5, William Arsenault. Had a great game last week. You know, Guelph wants to get him fired up, lathered up, ready to roll here today. It'll be second and 10 from, just looking to get an exact spot here, about the 23-yard line. Guelph has got three receivers on the left-hand side, two right. Abood is looking right. Abood is going to step up and run. He is so good at this. And Tristan Abood will be either inches short. No, it looks like he is going to get the first down. Good play there from number 8 for the Griffins. He is a talented runner, and he showed off his wheels there. First and 10, Guelph. This one from about their own 34-yard line. Great play there from the Montreal product, Tristan Abood. Three receivers on the left-hand side. He is looking right, but OJ, the juice was loose, but Tristan Abood somehow got that pass off. A great play there from Tristan Abood, under about as much pressure as one man could be under. We do have a Griffin player down. That is number, looks like, 37, Anakin Guthrie from, 32, Mason Duval. We're hoping that is nothing serious, folks. Well, we do have a quick break in the action. We'll just quickly shout out our title sponsor, the Grad Club. Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that is casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and outstanding food and beverage options, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram for the latest and greatest. On that note, let's throw to a quick word from the Grad Club.
Looking for the perfect lunch spot on campus? Do you want somewhere that's casual, comfortable, and affordable? Then head on down to the Grad Club at 162 Berry Street. With a warm, inviting atmosphere and an outstanding set of food and drink deals, the Grad Club will both fill your belly and lift your spirits. Follow at the Grad Club on Instagram to get the latest and greatest deals and offers.
We are back, folks. This is Gale's Game Day on CFRC. 7 minutes and 40 seconds to play here in our first quarter of action. Still a 0-0 ball game. Guelph has got a second and about two or so from around their own 42-yard line. Tristan Abood completing an outstanding pass, but it is Marshall McCray, number 1 for the Griffins, primarily a running quarterback, but he can sling it when asked to do so. But he is going to just tuck it and run, and he is going to find first down distance. But he may have. Oh, he held on to the football. I thought he had lost that one. But he picks up a big first down through the heart of this Queens defense. About a 15, maybe nearly 20-yard gain. So first and 10 for the Guelph Griffins from just over midfield. It's from the Queens 54. And Abood is back in the ballgame here. We have got, looks like that is number 26, Isaiah Smith, as your primary tailback. It is going to be a play-action pass from Abood over the middle, complete, and tackled up by, looks like that was John Korsgaden and Jared Seaway, but that is a big first down right to the middle of this Queens defense. as Guelph is on the run here. They are moving and grooving with 6.5 minutes to play in our first quarter. Still a 0-0 ball game, but Guelph is within field goal range. But you know, they don't want to settle for three. They're looking for six. Isaiah Smith, still your main running back. We've got four eligible receivers on the left-hand side. Multiple men in motion. It is going to be a handoff up the middle. Great tackle there. My, oh my, number 33, Brandon Spence, meeting the ball carrier at the line of scrimmage. Great play there from Brandon Spence. And that will set up a second and long for the Griffins. Brandon Spence reading and reacting. It was kind of like a little jet sweep turned into an inside run. Very creative scheme, but Brandon Spence right on the money there. Second and 10 from around the 32. Screen pass, and the Gales are going to have to rally hard, and a great tackle this time from... guess who? Number 33, Brandon Spence, reading that screen pass well, limiting the Griffins to just a one-yard gain, but they are in field goal range for Trey Thompson. Guelph looking to put the first points of the ballgame on the board here. Queens had a costly first quarter fumble on a carry that did move Jared Kasari past Mike Giffen for second on the program's all-time rushing list, 327 yards behind number 32, Ryan Granberg. Thompson's kick is wide, fielded by Russell Weir. Russell Weir is going to get it out of the end zone, but not much more than that. But the first-year Trey Thompson had an outstanding punt earlier, just kind of club-footed this one, and it remains a 0-0 stalemate here at Alumni Stadium. And it looks like we may have a quick break in the action for a media timeout. So let me play another word from our first quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. This is Gales Game Day on CFRC. It is a 0-0 ball game. The Gales will take over first and 10 from their own 20.
Located in the heart of the Queen's University campus, the Grad Club is a premier destination for concerts, events, and private gatherings in the city of Kingston. The Grad Club and its staff pride themselves on creating a safe, inclusive space for all. Interested in booking your next event, function, or study group? Head to thegradclub.ca for more information.
And we are back, folks. Russell Weir returned a missed field goal out of the end zone to keep it a 0-0 ball game and give the Gales first and 10 from their own 20. Jared Kasari had an outstanding opening drive that unfortunately ended with a fumble. He took one heck of a clean but hard hit to the back and coughed the football up. That has been maybe the only knock against Jared Kasari in his glittering Queens career, is a little bit of fumble trouble every now and then. But otherwise, you could argue he is perhaps the greatest running back the Gales have ever seen. Certainly from a statistical standpoint, you can make that case. But he will not be in the ball game to start this drive. It is number zero, Isaiah Adams, as we have got Mateo Tuioti on the left-hand side. Another handoff, this time to Isaiah Adams. Isaiah Adams trying to break it right, but not going to be able to get past Guelph number zero, Javon Jacobson. So it'll be second and 10 from the exact same line of scrimmage, the Queens 20-yard line. Gales have been very run-heavy early here. Haven't seen a ton of the passing offense, but we did get a Jack Ashby Jacobs first down a little bit earlier in the ballgame. 0-0, 4.5 minutes to play in our first quarter. Break and dropping back over the middle, caught, and that is a first down. And it looks like that was number 16, Nathan Falcone, the sure hands of Queen's standout wide receiver. One of the great receivers in Gales history. 19 career touchdown catches for Nathan Falcone. You know he'd love to reach number 20 here today. First and 10 coming up from the Queens 35. Three eligible receivers on the right, two on the left. They may be bringing Russell Weir in to pass block, or sorry, run block. No, it's going to be a pass to Weir, who takes a huge hit but holds on to the football. Russell Weir out of bounds on the right-hand side. Great hit there from number 7, Alex Pope, for the Griffins. Gain of about 3 yards, setting up 2nd and 7 from the Queens 38. Nathan Falcone with the first down of the drive. Gales will need another one here from their own 38. 3 receivers on the left, 2 on the right. Isaiah Adams is your tailback. Raken looked right, throws left, but is over his target, incomplete. So the Gales will need to punt this one away. Good job by Vraken working through his progressions. Just put a little too much on that one to Jack Ashby Jacobs. So we've got a defensive stalemate so far, which is not incongruous with the many Guelph Queens football games I've watched in the past. Especially the first quarter, there's often a feeling out process to very athletic defensive teams. The offense takes a bit of time to get used to what they've got. Matt Driver on the field here to punt this one away. Going to be caught at the 25. And Guelph is going to get a good return. Guelph is going to get a great return right at midfield. We do have a Gales player down, just shy of the 45. Anakin Guthrie picking up 35 as, oh no, there is a Queens player clutching their lower body. I'm trying to figure out who that is. It's a 20 number. It might be Wilson Heslop. I think it is number 27 for the Gales on the turf there. He's been outstanding over the last couple weeks, especially a key addition against some of the explosive passing offenses Queens has played. He is hopefully not in. Looks like he is getting up with just a little bit of assistance. Or is that, that's number 20. Sorry about that, folks. Number 20, Cole Manier. Another key player for the secondary. Great punt coverage guy in particular. And he is making his way slowly and gingerly off the field. He's got number 55, Stephen Capea, lending a hand. Great to see there. So it'll be 1st and 10 for Guelph at the Queens 54, so just over midfield. The boot has got multiple men in motion. Looks like it is going to be a handoff. Yes, indeed. Tackled up again by this outstanding Queens front line. Short gain, but a good one all the same. It's going to set up 2nd and 6 from just about the Queens 50-yard line. As Kanye Nethersole gets his first carry of the ball game, picks up, looks like they gave him 3, so 2nd and 7 from the Queens 51. Quads, that is 4 receivers on the right-hand side, but multiple men in motion, including Kanye Nethersole. Abood is going to hand it off to Nethersole again, and Nethersole is going to be a little short of first down distance. So it looks like that will bring Marshall McCray on the field to try and convert a 3rd and short. He was successful on a 2nd and short earlier. As Guelph has got about 2.5, maybe 3 yards to go from the Queens 46, maybe 47. Marshall McCray, the talented running quarterback, has got a whole heap of blockers. He is breaking right, and he will pick up the first down, but he takes a big hit from John Korsgaden. First down, Griffins. Definitely have controlled the flow of the game so far with less than 90 seconds to play in our first quarter. Still a 0-0 ball game if you're just joining us. But Guelph looking to change that, have had the only scoring attempt, a missed Trey Thompson field goal. Abood back in the ball game. similar kind of offensive formation to their second down play with multiple men stacked right motioning in. Play action pass from Abood. He has got time. He is going to tuck it and run, and he is going to take a shot. The ball does slip out, but it is after the whistle. So Abood running up the middle gains about maybe 4 yards or so. I think they'll give him 3. So it'll be 2nd and 7 from the Queens 37. Jacob Baldwin, your primary tackler there. So 2nd and 7 for the Griffins in Queens territory. 37 yards to pay dirt. 3 receivers on the right, 2 on the left. Abood dropping back, slinging it left. He has got a wide open William Arsenault, and Arsenault will pick up a first down on the left-hand side. Queens struggling to deal with this Guelph play-action passing game here. Need some kind of spark from this defensive unit. 15 seconds to play in our first quarter. Guelph will have a first down from the Queens 20-yard line. Zeros on the scoreboard. Guelph looking to change that. Number 25, Kanye Nethersole, is the tailback, but he's going to fake the handoff. Abood's going to sling it to the end zone, but that is into the alumni section. 2nd and 10 from the 20 will be coming up, but I believe it will be after the break, as we have also got zeros on the time clock. Just waiting to see. Yes, indeed, they are flipping the field. 0-0 ball game here at Alumni Stadium. Thank you to our first quarter sponsor, the Grad Club. Coming up, we have second quarter football action brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods.
Listening to Gales Game Day on CFRC 101.9 FM. Coming up next, second quarter football action brought to you by Old Farm Fine Food.
We are back, folks. This is Jesse Bell here from Guelph's Alumni Stadium. This is the 7th game in season 102 of CFRC's coverage of your Queens Gales. If you're just joining us, it's a 0-0 ball game. Guelph is inside the Queens red zone, exactly on the 20-yard line. We had a missed Guelph field goal in the first quarter. That's the closest either team has come to breaking this scoreless deadlock. We'll see what Guelph schemes up here. We have got Tristan Abood with Isaiah Smith in the backfield. 4 receivers on the right-hand side. So far, Guelph's outstanding play-action pass game has been the difference. It's going to be a halfback draw. And that is going to be a first down on the left-hand side for the Griffins. This Queens defense struggling to figure out this multifaceted Guelph offense. And the Griffins are now inside the 5. Or rather, sorry folks, it'll be first and goal from the 6. And this is where they're going to bring in Marshall McCray, number 1, their great dual threat quarterback, but more of a runner than Tristan Abood. And he is going to run this one, break it back, and score. Guelph up 6-0 here at Alumni Stadium. As the second play of the second quarter puts the game's first touchdown on the board, the Gales have come out sluggish here. Marshall McCray was stopped up left, double back right, and managed to just barely break out of an Ian St. Arnaud tackle, but he got loose and he got into the end zone. And they're going to see if Trey Thompson can put them up by 7. So Queens, for the first time since the Laurier game, trail. They had, what was that, 13 quarters of tied or leading football. So let's see what the mental mettle of this team is here, as they're going to get their first kick return opportunity of the ball game. So far, they have struggled to get a consistent rush on Tristan Abood because of the great running game the Griffins possess. A loss here for the Gales could really, truly put their season in jeopardy, as they have got a tough homecoming matchup against Windsor as well. Obviously, still a lot of time to go, but these are two teams that really cannot afford to walk away from Alumni Stadium with another notch in the loss column. We have got Russell Weir and looks like Ethan Dahl back to return. Maybe that is, yes indeed, Ethan Dahl. Kickoff from Trey Thompson caught at the 15-yard line by Ethan Dahl. Dahl running hard. Ethan Dahl still on his feet, dragging the defenders across the 40-yard line. Great return there from Ethan Dahl. The best kick return of Ethan Dahl's young career gives the Gales first and 10, their best starting field position, from their 42-yard line. Jared Kasari back in the ball game. We have got three receivers on the right, two on the left. Alex Vraken with Mateo Tuioti in motion. It is going to be a pass from Vraken. A quick hitter is caught, but went a lot more east-west than north-south. Just a short gain there for Cedric Smith, setting up second and 7 from the Queens 45. This is a very athletic Guelph secondary in particular. It is hard to get deep, get long against this fast, athletic, free-flowing unit. The Gales mostly preferring to attack up the middle and in the short seams so far. Number 10, Preston Martin in motion. Second and 7, Vraken dropping back. He has got Russell Weir for a first down over midfield. Alex Vraken putting that one on a line. Professional caliber throw there from number 12. And a tough catch from number 2, Russell Weir. Gales back in Guelph territory, just on the cusp of their 50-yard line. Looks like this will be from the Guelph 52. 7-0 for the Griffins. First and 10 for the Gales. Kasari catches this one out of the backfield, and he will pick up a good gain from the break and pass, about 4, maybe 3, depending on the forward progress. They're going to give him 4. So it'll be second and about 6 from the Guelph 49. Gales would need about 6 more yards to make it a makeable distance for Tyler Mullen. But they would need a great deal more than that to keep this drive alive. 3 on the left, 2 on the right. Vraken dropping back under pressure to Jared Kasari again. Great athletic catch and run from Jared Kasari down the left side of the field. He had to high point that one, but another great instinct throw from Alex Vraken. I don't know how he found Jared Kasari. He had his back completely turned to number 29, but he completed that one, and Queens is now threatening in Guelph territory. First and 10 from the Griffins 25. Gales trail by 7. Play action pass, batted down, caught by Vraken, and then dropped by Vraken. I don't think he intended to catch that one. He let that one drop like it was hot. And it'll be second and 10 from the Guelph. Oh, sorry about that, folks. It is the 24. Scoreboard is yet to catch up to my field spotting. Vraken with 4 on the right. Logan Walton in single coverage on the left. Cedric Smith motioning left. Pass here from Vraken. Over the middle, Mateo Tuioti tough catch there from number 87 puts the Gales on the board. Mateo Tuioti, you are a problem. As Queens looks to draw even here. Alex Vraken, his 16th touchdown pass of the season. I said in the preseason, I feel Vraken could be among the very best quarterbacks in Canada, and a drive like that shows you exactly why, as Queens answers back with a long touchdown drive. Tyler Mullen on to try and tie this ball game, and Mullen will indeed 7 apiece here at Guelph's Alumni Stadium. Thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Located at 204 Berry Street, Old Farm is your one-stop shop for the finest farm-to-table ingredients, a la carte meal items, and high-quality frozen meals. Pizza, sausage rolls, sandwiches, desserts, all the sweet treats you could ever want all await. So don't hesitate to make a date and head down to the farm at 204 Berry Street. You'll hear more from Old Farm Fine Foods at the next major break in play. If you're curious, Cole Manier on the sidelines, still in gear. He is working through some athletic training progressions with the outstanding students training staff. We're hoping that he'll be back in the ball game again soon. We've got number 78 for the Gales on the trainer's table. That is offensive lineman Alex Hurst. Didn't see him go down, so it may be a precautionary situation. Guelph is going to return this one here. We've got Kanye Nethersoll. Or actually, is that Kanye Nethersoll back there? They've got a couple different kick and punt returners listed. Mullen's kick is going to be caught. This is a good one, just inside the 10-yard line. And we are going to get a good return, but stopped up by, guess who? Number 54, DJ Ryan, one of the best kickoff coverage guys in the country. He's got more coverage than Allstate, folks. Never seen anybody quite so adept at making those special teams plays. You know me, I love DJ Ryan. Kid is great, hard worker, and he shuts down the Guelph return. Stops it up at the 26. First and 10 for the Griffins. 7-7, 10 minutes and 50 seconds to play in our first half of football action here at beautiful Alumni Stadium in Guelph, Ontario. We have got a balanced formation. That's two receivers on each side. Abood with a quick little jet sweep handoff, but that one is going nowhere fast. Brandon Spence and looks like Eric Johnston and James Gillingham teaming up for a short TFL, setting up a second and long. Guelph in a passing situation here. Queens trying to get that ball back to their offense, continue that momentum. We've got trips, that is three receivers on the left-hand side. We have got number 27, Caleb Sargent, in the backfield here. It is a pass from Abood. He has got time. He is over the middle. Caught for a first down before being tackled up by number 30, Jacob Baldwin. Guelph is working the middle of this Queens defense here. If you can't rush number 8, Tristan Abood, he can tear you apart. It's a quarterback duel so far. Gales also missed a tackle on that one. Queens got to tighten up their tackling, something head coach Steve Snyder has talked about in the past. Mentioned it as something they struggled with against Laurier, another talented offensive team here. We have got multiple men in motion. It's going to be a handoff to Caleb Sargent. OJ, primary tackler, slowing it up, but it's just going to end up as a bit of a scrum, and they're going to blow that one dead. So Queens doing a good job on first down, struggling to get a persistent pass rush on second. Alex is now sixth on the single season passing record mark for the Gales with his 16th touchdown of the year. Congratulations to the great Alex Vraken having a career year, looking like one of the best in Canada. I know there's been a lot about Cal Wither being a potential OUA MVP, but hey, hashtag AV for MVP. He's been having a tremendous year. Passing situation from the Griffins. Abood dropping back under pressure. Wow, what a second effort from from DJ Ryan. Lost his footing, found the quarterback, number 54. Shot out of a cannon, tallies the first sack of the ball game for the Gaels. As Guelph will have to punt this one away. Of a Keystone Cops play there. DJ Ryan blew a tire, but that's why you never give up on a play. He got back to his feet and tracked down the talented Tristan Abood. So Trey Thompson, who absolutely put a charge into one earlier, punting here. With a bit of a wind in his face, he kicks this one to Ian St. Arnaud. And Ian St. Arnaud, with nowhere to go, was looking for blocking lanes that never materialized. So no real gain on that punt return. Good job by the Guelph coverage team. As we're gonna get first and 10 for the Gaels from about their own 34. If you're just joining us, folks, it's a 7-7 ball game here at the beautiful Alumni Stadium for Guelph's homecoming, and it's an incredible turnout here. Been loving to see this. Great for the growth of the game. First and 10 Queens from their own 34. Three receivers on the right. Jared Kasari in the backfield. Pass to Nathan Falcone. Nathan Falcone has got space. Nathan Falcone down the seam. Cutting it back over midfield. Great catch and run there from Nathan Falcone. A iconic combination, number 12 to number 16. Whether it's touchdowns or first downs, these two seemingly have a almost telepathic connection. They finish each other's sandwiches. First and 10 for the Gaels, just over midfield. Three receivers on the left, two on the right. Hand off to Jared Kasari up the middle. Kasari breaks it left, spins through contact. Good gain there of about seven or so for Jared Kasari. Setting up a second and manageable. Looks like it'll be second and four. So a gain of six there. So second and four from the Guelph 48. Tie ball game 7-7. A rushing touchdown from Marshall McCray. A passing touchdown from Alex Vraken. Three on the right, single coverage on the left. Bit of a wonky snap, but Vraken fields it, hands it to Jared Kasari, and Jared Kasari should have enough for first down distance. Are they gonna mark him just short? Fair enough. So it's gonna be third and one, and they're going to bring Anthony Leo in to try and sneak this one forward. So a very consequential third and short here. Just shy of the Guelph 45. Coach Snyder putting trust in both his offensive short yardage game and his defense. The Gaels don't get this here. Guelph will have good starting field position. Leo under center. Fumbles the snap. There is a flag down. Otherwise, Leo would have been stopped short. But we're going to see who that flag is on. It might be on the Gaels. Leo was tracked down. They really have struggled with that short yardage handoff. I have to say, it's become a common theme for the Gaels. Looks like it is a penalty on the Griffins, though, so the Gaels dodge a bullet there. They will pick up a first down. I think that is a good call from the officials, but I could have under... That's like a 50-50. With that scrum formation, it really truly could be either team jumping there. I couldn't tell you one way or the other, but the officials make the call. The crowd make their dissatisfaction known, let's say. 5.5 minutes to play in our first half, brought to you by both the Grad Club, and our second quarter brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. First and 10 Gaels from the 40-yard line. Multiple men in motion. Vraken's pass tipped up in the air. Caught, but for a loss. So a completion, but one that will set the Gaels about a yard back. However, good hustle play there from, I believe that was Cedric Smith, that wanted to keep his offense on the field. So the Gaels, second and 11. This Guelph front looking like the Queens front in their success with the shot block tip. Second and 12 from but the 42-yard line would be a tough field goal for Tyler Mullen. Vraken dropping back, rolling left, slinging it out of bounds. Third song coming up. So we are going to see a punt just a little outside makeable range for Tyler Mullen. Would have been, my goodness, a record-setting like 52-yard kick. So it'll be Matt Driver on to punt this one away. 7-7, low-scoring affair from two of the stronger offenses in the country. Driver with a little bit of a wind at his back could really hammer this one hard. Good snap. A low kick. There is a, it's going to be fielded. No yards, but tackled up. So Guelph will start in the shadow of their own end zone. And as they switch over, let's throw to a word from our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Hey, sports fans, why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out our Instagram at Old Farm FM.
We're back, folks. If you're just joining us, it is a 7-7 ball game here on Gales Game Day, live from the beautiful Guelph Alumni Stadium. Thank you to our most hospitable hosts, the Guelph Griffins event staff team. They've been fantastic to work with. We have a Marshall McRae touchdown for the Griffins, an Alex Vraken touchdown for the Gales, and that's it on the board so far. Guelph missed a field goal in the first. The Gales missed a possible rouge opportunity in the second. So we have got a stalemate ball game as we are just finishing the media break here with 4 minutes to play in our second quarter. Head coach Steve Snyder in Congress with the officials there. Not quite sure what about. But, oh, we are going to get a re-punt, it looks like, as there was a penalty on the Griffins. So the Gales will get a third and about eight. So Matt Driver, 5 yards further forward, might be able to boot that ball into the next county. Actually, they are going to bring Tyler Mullen on for a field goal try here. This would be a 44-yarder with a light breeze fluttering just ever so gently across his back. Snap is good. Kick is up. Kick is good. Great kick there from Tyler Mullen. The consistent improvement of Tyler Mullen's field goal game has been so fun to watch over the last two seasons in particular. So Mullen with a made field goal there. Let me tell you where that puts him on the all-time field goal kicking list. That is field goal, I believe, number 52. But let me just double check my numbers here. Indeed, field goal 52 for Tyler Mullen ties him for third in Gales program history with Dylan Walmsley. He is 2 back of Dan Village, 5 back of his current kicking coach, Nick Libertor. Professional caliber kick from Tyler Mullen there puts the Gales up by 3. Vraken, if you're curious, 30 career touchdown passes now. 16 on the season. As the Gales take a 3-point lead. Thanks to a little bit of undisciplined special teams play from the Griffins. Queens now also, in terms of points for, have moved into a tie for, actually they've surpassed the 1991 squad. They are the seventh highest scoring Queens offense in program history with 281 points. Certainly looking to add more to that. First and 10 for the Griffins. Play action pass from Tristan Abood. He's skying this one up. Keegan Vanek, what a play from number 26 to bat that one away. A risky proposition testing Keegan Vanek. And number 26 holds firm. An outstanding throw from Abood. Knocked to the turf by a player I am going to miss a great deal next year. Keegan Vanek, one of my favorite guys on the team, one of my favorite players to watch, and plays like that are exactly why. Second and 10 for Guelph coming up from their own 35-yard line. Abood has got three receivers on the left now. It's a passing situation. Abood slings this one out. Caught over the middle. First down, Guelph. Number 81 for the Griffins, looks like. I'm just waiting to... Yes, Jacob Thomas complete, putting Guelph just shy of midfield. 10-7 ball game with 3 minutes to play here in our first half. Queens leads by three, but this has been a back-and-forth affair. I think Guelph might have slightly more of the momentum. First and 10 from their own 54. Abood with a quick hitter. He is going to have a completion and another first down. The Griffins on the move here. This Queens defense has to respect the run. Oh, looks like they're gonna mark Harry Vardy just 1 yard short, so second and one coming up. But this Gales defense, this is the best running game they've played probably since Laurier. Western, more of a traditional downhill running team. Laurier, kind of like Guelph, will really incorporate the play-action pass. So difficult to account for defensively with such a talented quarterback leading the charge. Second and one, Marshall McCray, number one for Guelph in the ballgame here on this short yardage play. Let's see if he's going to keep it himself. Yes, indeed. He is going to follow his blockers, and he is going to pick up a first down up the middle. So first and 10, Guelph looking to take the lead heading into halftime with 2 minutes and 23 seconds to play in our first half. Second quarter brought to you by Old Farm Fine Foods. Back and forth battle here. Guelph, after a dominant win over Carleton last week, looking to keep the momentum high. We've got Abood with Kanye Nethersole behind him, but I believe we have probably got a few other running backs in this formation as well. Play action pass from Abood. He's going to dodge the sack, roll right, and he's going to sprint out of bounds for another first down. And he's so tough to track down. Eli Bennett was in the area code, but Bennett unable to secure that sack. And as a result, Abood was able to run free for a first down. So first and 10 coming up from about the 27-yard line of the Gales. Queens leads 10-7. Just 2 minutes to go until halftime here at Alumni Stadium. The Recklaws are going to be performing for the live crowd. Multiple men in motion, handoff up the middle, and that is going to be tackled up by number 98 for the Gales. That is Tom Nitschke, tackling Kanye Nethersole up after a gain of about five or so. Second and five from just over the Queens 25. Looks like it'll be second and five from the Queens 24. So many men in motion at all times for this Guelph offense, including Kanye Nethersole here. We are going to see another handoff to Nethersole, and Kanye Nethersole is getting loose. Good gain up the middle again. This Queens defense, without Justin Pace, really struggling to stop the run up the gut. As I imagine, we are going to see soon enough Marshall McCray enter the ball game here. Yes, indeed. Guelph going to keep it on the ground, and why not? They've had a great deal of success against this Queens front. Queens playing a lot of three-man right now as well. They're going to need to, and they have indeed, switched to a four-man front here to try and stop the talented Marshall McRae. Have not had much success against McRae here. He's going to run it right, and he takes a huge hit. A short gain there for Marshall McRae, but man, oh man, did he have to earn that one? A minute to go in our first half. Just waiting to see if we get a number on that. I think it was Jacob Baldwin. No, it looks like, ooh, great hit. Maybe DJ Ryan. Second and goal from the 5-yard line. Guelph in field goal range, but you know they'd love to give this halftime crowd something to cheer about. Take a possibly 4-point lead as we are going to get a quick break in the action. We have a timeout on the field. It's a 10-7 ball game. Queens leads by 3, but Guelph is knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door here. Let's throw to a word from our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods.
Thank you to our second quarter sponsor, Old Farm Fine Foods. Stocking only the finest in locally sourced goods, Old Farm Fine Foods has a sterling reputation for the products it carries and its customer service. Swing by 204 Berry Street Monday through Saturday to get a taste of the farm in the heart of downtown Kingston.
We are back in action, folks. It is a second and goal from the Queens 5-yard line. Guelph threatening 6. Gales trying to hold them to 3. And number one, Marshall McRae, who has been so difficult. Actually, it looks like that is Tristan Abood back in the ball game here. After McRae was stopped with a short gain on first and goal. This gives Guelph a great deal of offensive versatility. It is going to be a rollout from Abood. Abood under pressure. He will fall forward, but he is going to be stopped short of the end zone, setting up a third and goal. You can cast your minds back to 2021. Guelph and Queens playing at Richardson in a defensive battle. Queens had a third and goal stop to win the game, and it looks like Guelph is going to bring out their field goal unit, Trey Thompson, trying to make good on his earlier error. He's got a very makeable 12-yard distance here as they're going to let the clock run down as well. Try and limit this Queens offense. Queens may be content to head into the half with a tie ball game, as either it's a delay of game or Guelph taking a late timeout. Looks like it's a late timeout to keep this nothing more than a chip shot. As always, folks, we'll have a short halftime break before we launch into our Grad Club halftime show. If you are just joining us, it's a 10-7 ball game, but Guelph looks primed to bring us at 10 heading into halftime here at homecoming. A Marshall McRae touchdown for the Griffins, an Alex Vraken to Mateo Tuioti strike for the Gales. And Guelph has really controlled the time of possession today, thanks in large part to their outstanding running game. Trey Thompson on to try and tie up this ball game. Number 10 looking to bring his team to 10. And he will make that one. So it is 10-10 with a little over 10 seconds left to play in our first half. So we could be in store for an outstanding second half here with a tie game. The Gales will trot their offense out to either just psych them out and take a knee or try and get into Tyler Mullen's range. I think it looks like a kneel formation for the Gaels. So we should head into halftime. Yes, indeed. Tied at 10. It's going to be a tie ball game when we come back for our grad club halftime show. This is season 102 of Gaels Game Day on CFRC. And halftime, we're going to talk about playoff implications as we reach the penultimate week of the OUA season. 10-10 heading into the half here at homecoming. We will be back with you shortly after a musical interlude for the Grad Club halftime show. But before we go, let's throw to one final word from Old Farm Fine Foods.
Hey, sports fans, why don't you come on down to Old Farm Fine Foods, Old Farm, downtown Kingston at the corner of Berry and Clergy Street. Open Monday to Friday, 8 to 6, and Saturdays, 10 to 5. And don't forget to check out